This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. There's one new member of Congress this morning after a special election to fill an open seat in South Dakota. That was the final special election before the rest of the House faces re-election this fall. Members are rushing home to campaign during breaks like this past Memorial Day and then rushing back to Washington to work. NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook is tracking what gets done in this election year and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Democrat Stephanie Herseth is South Dakota's new representative, or will be. What kind of situation does she join in Congress?
Yeah, that's a good question. A Congress that is doing a lot and not much at the same time. It's the House, in particular, is passing lots and lots of bills, but many of them won't be even touched by the Senate. For instance, tomorrow the House is taking up the so-called Back to Work Incentive Act. It's a bill that would create personal reemployment accounts. That bill is not anywhere near going on the Senate schedule. And there are also several examples of tort reform and plenty of other bills that the House will pass and that the Senate very likely won't touch. What that means is that when lawmakers are campaigning this summer and fall, they'll be able to say, House members at least will be able to say, I voted to expand unemployment benefits, for example. But the Senate stopped it. On that same tack, many individual lawmakers are introducing bills to the Congress that won't ever come to the floor or go to committee, for example, but that they can campaign on later. For example, I introduced a bill that would reform the entire immigration system. So this is exactly the reason why Congress watchers repeat this sort of mantra that Congress doesn't do anything in election year, because they spend so much time on this sort of legislative campaigning.
There are some bills that actually have to pass, budget bills and appropriations bills.
Yes, there are. And on the budget, that is nothing routine this year. It is anything but. What's happened is there's this stall between the House and the Senate. The House has already passed a final version that it has worked out, that it was trying to pressure senators into voting for on the budget, but that doesn't rein in tax cutting in deference to the deficit. What that means is that some senators, and especially fiscal conservatives in both bodies, would like to see tax cuts held back if they would increase the amount that is going on the federal charge card. And so there's this big gridlock between fiscal conservatives and regular Republicans over that budget, and it's stalled out. We don't know when it'll come to the floor of the Senate or if it will pass or even if the two bodies will have a budget that matches one another. Now, in the appropriations process, remember, there are 13 big, fat bills that fund the federal government that have to get passed every year. None of those have come close to passing yet. That's normal. We're at the start of the season of doing this. But the top Senate appropriations chairman said yesterday that he doesn't even expect at this point in the process for those to get done. In the last few years, we've seen them all sort of squashed into these omnibus bills, but they're not even going to try to pass this 13 this year. They think they might get 5 done before they squash the rest of them into a big fat omnibus bill. The most important, the top one of those in that 5 at least, is the defense appropriations bill, which also would fund the war in Iraq.
And of course, that continues to be a subject of debate, particularly the prison scandal. Any more hearings planned there?
Well, that's the big news coming out of the Congress in the last couple weeks, other than the legislative agenda. And it looks like the Senate is definitely going to plan more of these hearings. The Senate Armed Services Committee, the chairman, John Warner of Virginia, he has said that he is waiting for a report to come out of military intelligence structure from General Fay, and that he would like to bring General Fay before his committee to ask him about those the Abu Ghraib prison scandal.
Okay, thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
That's NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook.